I was born bold.
Pivot, protect. Whatever your next move, choose Judo Bank. Essendon, Havel and Great Wall. Open again after stage 4.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
It's amazing. It's been a life goal, obviously, as a little kid. Kind of watching everyone grow up, all these professionals, and this is what I've always wanted to do. I felt very comfortable from the start, you know, as an amateur, junior golfer, turning professional last year. But to finally close it off and come out here in San Francisco, it's pretty special.
There is Colin Morikawa, who hasn't had to wait too long. He's just 23 years of age. He's won his first major. I wonder if this is the next big thing that has emerged onto the golfing scene. The USPGA was a fantastic tournament. Great timing for us. We were able to watch it all. And Brian Wacker is a senior writer at Golf Digest. He did the same, and he joins us. Welcome, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
No, great to talk to you. Put it into some perspective for us. The win of Colin Morikawa yesterday, and just how good is he going to be?
You know, the one word that comes to mind to me really is classy. I thought that was, and that really extends to the way he played golf, you know, really all weekend. I mean, closing 65-64. And I mean, how about roommate Adam Scott? I mean, said on Saturday night, he said, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he shot 65 tomorrow. And guess what? He shot 64. So, that gives you an idea of just how good he was playing. Adam, of course, had a front row seat for it. But, you know, you look at his persona, a very mature kid. You know, Paul Casey said it afterwards. His first impression of him was instant maturity. And you see it, the way he carries himself, the way he plays golf, is very polished. And I think he's clearly, look, he's been building toward this. This is a kid who showed up on tour a year ago and was ready to win then, and he felt comfortable. He never really felt uncomfortable since he's arrived on tour, and a lot of young guys get on tour and struggle their first, second, third year, whatever it may be, and he seems intimately comfortable in his own skin, and now up to five in the world, and I expect him to be in that top five or ten in the world for a long time to come now.
And calm, too. Just talk us through his miracle drive at the par 4 16th.
How good was that shot? I mean, you know, look, a lot of guys played that hole well. Love to see drivable par 4s, particularly in major championships. But the quality of that shot, given the circumstances, given what was on the line, given the pressure at the moment in the tournament, you know, that's a big-time shot. I mean, that's a huge shot. That takes some serious onions to pull that off. There was no hesitation. Felt comfortable with it. And it was great. I mean, it's a guy who is a terrific, terrific ball striker, always has been throughout his college career and now on the professional level. And then when you see him hit shots like that, and when you see him get hot with the putter, which, of course, we saw all week, this is the result.
Do you think it worked in his favour in any way at all that the crowd wasn't at the tournament and he wasn't feeling that pressure that would have been coming, obviously, from the gallery?
You know, that's actually one question I'd wanted to ask him, and we didn't get a chance to get to it, of course, at the end of the press conference with so many questions. But certainly you have to wonder about that aspect of it. You know, look, we saw it at Memorial, right? Justin Thomas makes a huge putt, goes crazy. You know, there's no crowd, obviously, no crowd reaction. And Colin just makes a 20-footer, a hugely important 20-footer right on top of him when you have to think that the crowd would really be going crazy. And you wonder whether Colin would have made that putt in that situation. And similarly, I think it's fair to wonder, you know, how would he have performed with fans there? You know, that said, I mean, look, this kid's game has some serious polish already on it. So, I don't want to take anything away from the win, certainly, but I think it is a fair question. You do wonder what it would have been like had there been massive galleries there as he came down the stretch trying to win, especially with so many big names in the mix, seven guys tied for the lead at one point down the stretch. And you wonder, you know, it would have been fascinating to see. I don't think it really takes much away from the victory. really mostly because we just don't know. We don't know if it would have had any impact on him. I mean, he's a cool customer, handles himself extremely well. I've spent a lot of time around him in Hawaii and Mexico earlier this year. And this is a kid who's just very, very polished in everything he does and very comfortable and doesn't seem nervous in really any scenario. So I don't know. Maybe he would have been nervous out there. But I love the fact that he's, in the middle of a major championship trying to win, and he spots Steph Curry, the basketball star, out there following him along. So, that gives you an idea of his comfort level, that the moment's not too big for him.
Steph Curry's worth at least 50,000 fans in terms of the pressure rating, so he's handled that beautifully. Hey, yeah, Brian, it's great of you to join us. We're coming up to our news. We just want to get some sense of just how good this young man's going to be, and it seems that we're going to enjoy his golf for the next 20, 30, 40 years. So we appreciate you jumping on this morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Wacker, senior writer at the Golf Digest. Hey, a good question from you. You didn't get a good question, but it was a good one to ask.
It was a good question, and I think Brian just stopped short of saying it's a good question, but I accepted it as a good question, if you understand what I'm saying. He actually didn't need to say it for me to know and for you to know and everybody listening. It was a good question.
So Steph Curry lives in the area. He was on the course and he went to the presser and started asking questions. So that's what that was all about. Hey, 7 o'clock news is upon us. Time to talk some footy next.